All right, so Chelsea now will face Bayern. Chelsea, like the sixth best team in England, will face Bayern for the Champions League final without John Terry, who lost his mind, without Ramirez, that one hurts,
yep.
Without Ivanovic, the big Russian zombie.
Also hurts.
Yep, and without Mrelić, which doesn't so much hurt as much. They got that right? Those are the four?
Yep.
Yeah, now the big one, obviously John Terry being captain, but him and Ivanovic, they haven't really got much of a central defence. David Luiz and Gary Cahill have been out for like the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks. So they're going to come in and that, you know, it always happens. If you get somebody back from an injury and they hit the ground running, they can be out within 5 minutes. They've pulled a hamstring and they've gone.
I guess I trust Cahill there. I can't trust Luiz as far as I can throw him. And with my back, I shouldn't be throwing anyone.
Well, David Luiz was...
and he's a big dude.
But he was wonderfully referred to by Gary Neville, who was... he referred to him as a... He's like a nine-year-old controlled by a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Which is David Luiz. It really is.
It was like a perfectly timed injury for him to go down against Barca. Like, we could not play him against Barca because the last thing you want to do when you're facing an attack like that is to have a defender who just likes to wander off and get lost. I just... At some point during the game, I expected to just see David Luiz like walking across the field going, "What? Where am I?" And just like looking up, like, what's going on? Because it's just, and that's terrifying. Because, I mean, Bayern's not Barca.
When you look up and you see your central defender up in the other team's box,
right?
And the ball's at midfield. Like, I don't think it's supposed to work that way.
No, and Bayern is not Barca, but they have enough to attack.
They got a lot of firepower.
Right.
The fact is at home as well. I mean, it's a huge advantage.
At home. That's right. And they're also,
They're actually in their home. They're in their home dressing room as well. So for them, they're going to be as comfortable as anything.
Right.
The fact is you've got this English team in Germany, which is already kind of panicking me as it is. And then you've got, with Bayern at home, they've got a brilliant home record. They've got Arjen Robben, Frank Ribery, and Gomez. Them three up front have just been, they're deadly.
Right. Well, Chelsea cannot compete with the midfield of Bayern. They just can't do it because you could take Robin, you could take Ribery, or you could take Schweinsteiger. You put any one of those three on Chelsea and they become our best midfielder, maybe with the possible exception of Juan Mata. Maybe.
Right. And that's why, you know, I think I would make the point that Terry's absence hurts the most because against that firepower, you want a strong central defense, and him and Cahill are rock steady.
I think
Ramirez, and I know what you're going to say, Ramirez I think is hugely important as well.
No, what I would say is if it weren't actually a home game for Bayern, I would think that Ramirez, his loss would have been the worst. That would have hurt Chelsea the most. But because it is essentially they're playing an away game, and they need to take the we're going to be strong on defense and then we're going to counter. I actually think that it would be either Terry is the one that hurts the most, but I think you can make a compelling argument for Ivanovic, because he I think he was actually the best player on the field for Chelsea against Barcelona.
Now here's my question. You alluded to you want to see Chelsea in a just defend and counter when you can attack. Is that's the way you want to see him play, Jeff?
I think they almost have to.
I would like to see them try and control possession as much as they can. Because with David Luiz back there, you're out Ivanovic. So you've got Bisingwa and David Luiz playing on your back line. That is not a recipe for success.
I would love to see them control possession
as
well.
You just don't think it's going to happen.
I was going to say, what have you seen from Chelsea this year that leads you to believe that they're even capable of controlling possession?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Didier Drogba show.
There you go. Yeah.
This is what it's going to have to be. You're going to have to play Lampard and Mata together in the midfield, and I think you're going to have to put them with...
Essien.
You think Essien?
It's not going to be Mikel. Or if they do, they're going to play them both. But they're going to have. They've got Schweinsteiger, Kroos, Ribery, and Robin. Now, all four of them are brilliant. Once they've won the ball, they're going to keep it. But I think Ashley Cole can contain Arjen Robin to some extent. I mean, Arjen Robin and Ribery have basically been their outstanding players. Gomez is awesome from 6 yards. Outside of 6 yards, he's terrible and massively overrated, is Mario Gomez. But Frank Ribery is going to be coming up against, through the lack of Ivanovic, he's going to be coming up against either Ferreira or Bisingwa. Both.
I think it's got to be Bisingua, by the way.
Bisingua's great going forward. He's one of them attacking fullbacks. He's going to get eaten alive by Frank Ribery. And I think that's where Bayern are just going to cut into him.
Yeah. The power of the unibrow will not help Bisingua.
It will not.
Well, is it going to help Cole? I mean, they both got to go, and they must both go to the same stylist. I don't understand.
It helped Anthony Davis in the NCAA final, but it's not going to help either of them. I think you got to play Lampard, Mata, and I would play Kalou and Malouda on the sides and try and push as much as possible and just get balls forward to Drogba. Barca's smaller, so Drogba's muscle can push people around up there. He can trap balls and get possession by himself. I don't know if he can do that against Bayern, but I think they have to try. With Luiz on the back line, I just don't see them being able to defend for that long.
Well, Bayern are also without three players. They're without Gustavo, Alaba, and the wonderfully named and probably mispronounced Bad Stabber. But I'm sure that's not exactly how he says it. But he's a central defender, so they still got George Boateng back there, but they're going to be missing him. And if Drogba can kind of get away from Boateng and can boss it a little bit, Bayern don't have the most amazing defense. They're not... You know, they really can be scored on, as Borussia Dortmund just put five past them in the German Cup final.
Yeah.
And Bayern Munich were playing their first team. They lost 5-2, and they came second in their league. They lost to Borussia Dortmund. Now, for Bayern to come second in their league is, they dominate the German league like no other. They've won 21 titles in 44 years.
And they played, you look at the lineup that Bayern put out for that game,
they played everyone.
They played everyone,
and they got outplayed. They really did, which is lovely to say as an Englishman talking about Bayern Munich.
Now let me ask you this: with that in mind, do you play the £50 million one goal man in the impeccably haired Fernando Torres?
He has to be a sub. He has to be an impact sub.
And he's got to be ready to come off the bench because. Yeah, I don't think you start him, but
no, I think Drogba has earned the right. He has to start this game with the way the form he's had. FA final, both games against Barca. I mean, he didn't score against Barca, but he controlled a lot of that game. He had a huge impact on that game just from possession standpoint and keeping, like, getting some pressure off of their defense for as long as he could.
And it worries me. I can see them playing Solomon Kalou, who wears a size small child's T-shirt.
No, I think it's just painted on.
It's just painted on that. Yeah,
I think it's the entire Ivory Coast squad. When they get together, when they're playing with their national team, it's just body paint.
You think that they're exclusively shopping from the Cristiano Ronaldo collection?
It's just body paint.
Seriously, Kalou makes Drogba look fat. He really does. He looks like a small Ethiopian child. Please.
Like Ashley Cole, that guy is tiny. I'm surprised that he doesn't get broken in half. He's
It's the power of the unibrow. It keeps him around.
It is. That explains a lot, actually.
So Torres is an impact sub. Drogba, we agree, has to start. I think Kalou has to take Ramirez's spot. To me, on try and press the pace on a wing. If it was between him and Malouda, I think I'd pick Kalou before.
Well, Malouda's potentially injured, and they're probably not going to trust Sturridge out on the
I was
right.
actually going to say. Has anybody noticed that we're yet to actually mention Daniel Sturridge, who's the only other player?
Terrible second half of the season,
right? Yeah. But he's the only other player other than Ramirez who consistently brings pace to the Chelsea side.
Yeah,
right.
He loses the ball. Like him and Kalou, the problem is you don't. Every time you get possession is so important in finals because it's such a chess match, and no one wants to give away too much. And the problem with Kalou and Sturridge is that they're inherently selfish kind of players, so they get the ball and then they find themselves isolated and they lose possession. And that's why I can almost see them going with Mikel Obi and Essien and Lampard and Mata and going for like people who are going to keep the ball.
By the way, when did it become Mikel Obi? That was one of those like Camp Nou, New Camp. It was like one day, it was like one issue of FIFA, it was Obi Mikel, and then the next it was Mikel Obi, and everyone's like, what? When did that change?
Yeah, the Queen actually asked that to be changed. Yeah, she actually issued it. Yeah.
Makes more sense.
Yeah.
So, all right, one player from each of you, for each team, who's Bayern's most important player? Like, his success will be the team's success. One for Bayern, one for Chelsea.
Right. Mark? I hate to say it's going to be Frank Ribery, one of the most awful players in the world, other than John Terry. It's going to be Drogba. If Drogba can have a huge game, then I can see them having a chance.
If only this was at Wembley. Jeff?
I got to go with, I'm going to say Gomez.
Ugh.
Wow. Really? No, really, don't beat around the bush. Let me know what you really think.
The 6-yard wonder.
Well, that's the thing, is that he's gonna be the main person who's gonna be going up against the center halves. Yeah. And because of that, he's gonna be the one that's gonna be testing out whether Luis, you know, stays as a center back or Cahill can shut him down. So I think it's gonna be his matchup with the defenders is gonna be really important. And as far as Chelsea goes, it's gotta be either Drogba or, actually I hate to say it, but Potter Cech.
Yeah, checks in.
Because when he gets in the zone.
Yeah, for me, it's I don't know Bayern as well. I would probably lean towards Ribery. And to me, it's Luis. If Luis has himself a game like he hasn't had ever, I think Chelsea can win this. But if he plays the way he has all season, in that wandering forward, I'm going to attack.
You're asking a lot there, Joe. If David Luiz has a game like he's never had.
This is the point. It's like, I am terrified to see him on a back line against, like, him on a back line against Swansea, who doesn't have, you know, or some bottom of the table Premier League team who doesn't have a huge attacking force. That's one thing. But you put him on the field against anyone with some skill up front, he's a guy who I'm just afraid is going to be holding the line and just forget to look behind him and not catch Gomez cutting in behind him onside to play. Now he's one-on-one with Cech.
As I'm the curse of the Graydon, I'm going to say the wonderful things for Bayern Munich people, fans out there, is Manuel Neuer is unfortunately the best goalkeeper in the world. And you've also got, we're saying impact subs with Torres coming on. They haven't been starting Thomas Müller. And if they need something and Thomas Müller comes on, that young German international, he's fantastic.
Thomas Müller. That sounds like a German insurance company.
Thomas Müller. Yay.
Inc.
Miserable as sin.
What?
Just because it sounds so dependable? It really does, doesn't it?
What type of game do you expect? Do you expect an up and back thing, or do you expect a very plotting chess match sort of game where, you know, couple probing runs and then it explodes in the second half? Or do you expect the Bayern blowout, Chelsea blowout? Probably not. What do you expect?
I think, personally, I think that Bayern's going to come out. I mean, they've got everything going for them, right? Yeah. I think that they come out and they with everything, guns blazing, and they go completely on the offensive. And if they get one early, then that's going to change the dynamic. But if Chelsea can weather that storm defensively after about 10, 15 minutes, and it kind of settles down a little bit, mm-hmm. then I think, you know, we start to get a really kind of good chess match game going on.
Mark?
Well, the last team who was at home in a Champions League or European Cup final was Roma in 84, and they said that they was going to walk it. But the problem is the Italian team went out there, and they got stage fright. After the first 10 minutes, they hadn't scored, and you started getting this, like, discontent going on around the crowd. And then it actually worked against them. That home stadium advantage became too much of a pressure. So
it became, you know, Rocky IV and the Russians starting to root for Rocky at the end.
They were.
That is totally believable, by the way. That is.
And if anyone's going to be, it's Drogba. Drogba will be Rocky. He would be Rocky.
But I've never seen an Ivory Coast person look more Italian in my life. You ever notice Drogba talking to a ref with his hands always? Like, I look at him and go, you look Italian. It's unbelievable. All right, quick prediction.
And also just because he takes so many dives?
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry, can I not make that joke?
No. This is a holy place for Didier Drogba. We only say positive things about Drogba, even though he is the best and worst of soccer at the exact same time. Mm. Quick prediction from each of you. Mark?
Unfortunately, I have to say Bayern 4, Chelsea 1.
Wow. That would suck.
You're just not even, you're not just beating Chelsea. You're beating them down.
It's like embarrassing.
Well, I'm going to have my Bayern Munich jersey on, and I swear to God, I'm the biggest curse ever. So I hope it's going to be 4-1 Bayern Munich.
Jeff?
What I think or what I hope?
Think. We know what you hope. Think.
Yeah. I could see it being 3-1 Bayern.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm leaning. I'm hoping 3-1 Chelsea.
There we go.
Drogba with an early brace, and come on, Torres comes on to
God
get the
bless
winner.
You, sir. God bless
not
you.
The winner, to get the insurance. By the way, if Chelsea do win, do they make it out of Munich alive?
Well, they'd be hunted down by every Tottenham fan on earth, because that means Tottenham would, well, not only the Germans would be after Chelsea, but Tottenham fans would be hiding in the background. So, that would mean Tottenham would then not qualify for the Champions League.
That really would just instantly become like a Hatfields McCoy thing between the Spurs fans and the.
All right, look. Wait. We've had some great soccer talk. I'm going to come back. We're going to get an outrageous claim that has absolutely nothing to do with anything. But it's probably the last time, probably one of the only times I get to talk to people, and I know that this is going to set you guys off. So thank you for coming in for soccer. We'll be right back. Outrageous Claim.